right, we are back. Well, we have Joseph in the chat room, and he was just commenting on, he just came back from his, he was in his high school last week, and he's noticed that things have changed. And it is a good thing. Things are changing. I went 2 years ago to my old high school, and I remember seeing those silver big doors. And the minute I put my hands on those handles, I broke out in a sweat, and I was freaking out. And I did notice the difference. People were dressed differently. I think it helped me, and probably Joseph realized the same thing too, that it was like, wow, okay, maybe for the crap we went through, that something good has come out of it. And
I think so, but a big part of it that still goes on that you don't witness that are in the schools are a lot of the internet crap that goes on.
Yeah.
Because the difference is now, if someone's going to be a bully, I mean,
they're not brave enough. At least in the old days.
Right. In the old days, they could do right to your face. Because you know what? No one would stop them. They could do it right in the hallway.
Yeah.
And then the gay person or the different, let's say someone who was different, would just simply get told, well, you know what? If you don't want kids to pick on you, maybe you shouldn't act so different.
Yeah, you should be.
Maybe
like
you need
else.
To act a little more like everybody else. Yeah. Maybe you can't. Maybe your hair shouldn't be as long as it is. Because if you had shorter hair, they wouldn't be putting stuff in it.
Yeah.
And that's what they would do.
Yeah.
Now they can't do that in many areas because the laws have changed. But that still doesn't stop these kids from doing this online and doing it outside of the school and all. I mean, only in the schools one, which is great. They need that safe haven. I mean, that is wonderful. I'm not saying that that's not good. I'm saying we still got a long way to go.
Oh, boy, it is. But the one thing, and I'm sure Joseph noticed too, is that there were tons of different kids who weren't afraid to be out.
To express themselves.
Who weren't afraid to dress the way they liked, guys and girls, vice versa. And actually in our hometown, in Kappa's Casing now, we have a gay teacher in the school. And I remember when I went to high school, our wood teacher was gay. Quietly, I had the best fucking sex with him. Oh, fuck, it was amazing.
Well, you're going to have to ask. This will be amazing. I talked to you about, the next month we're having a big Christmas party at my house. Or I am for my family.
Yes.
And if you two come, you're going to meet my middle son, David. David is the bisexual one.
I know. That scares me. Because
you know what scares me, though? He used to do, because he was kind of a bully himself. Or he wasn't a bully in a way. I guess he was more, he always challenged people to fuck with him because he was smaller in stature and all like I am, but he's built like me and all. He wanted someone to pick on him so he could kick their ass. I mean, he really did. And he would actually look for someone, usually bigger than him, to give him shit. And then he would pound them. And then I remember one time the police actually came to the door because he really hurt this kid. And the police come out and I said, well, what happened? And he says, well, your son David just did this. And the kid actually had to go to the hospital and this. Oh, no, crap. I said, David, get down here. And the cop goes, you're David? And we went, yeah. I'm sorry, Mr. Flagg. We really shouldn't have bothered you. I said, what's going on here? He says, this kid that he completely destroyed weighs about 250 pounds. He's on the football team. It's like, I can't believe he called us to tell us that you're son beat him. Because that's just the way David was.
Yeah.
He was a little dynamo. Well, he at one point in his life, I think just wanted to see how far he could piss his school and teachers off. He decided to wear a dress to school, and for like a week and a half every day, he wouldn't wear it walking to school or anything, but as soon as he got in the school, he put a dress on.
That's cool.
I like him already.
No makeup, no nothing else. Over his clothes, just put a dress. I don't know I don't know about, but he just wore a dress just to see if he could piss them off and what they would do about it. And you know what they did about it? Absolutely nothing. They never called me, nothing.
Wow.
I was waiting for a call, and I was kind of prepared to handle it. And I'd say, well, how really is that wrong? Please explain to me. But they never did. I think they knew me by then a little bit, too. So.
Well, this Joseph still in the chat room is talking about, he went back and how he got that weird feeling. And I had the exact same one. There was a washroom that I used to go and hide, and because it was my safety zone, and it was the back entrance of the school, and was right under the stairs, and there was a whole row of stalls, and the last one at the end was my safety one, because I could actually put my body against the door and put my foot up the wall so they couldn't kick it, and it didn't have a way for them to crawl from the top or the bottom.
Crazy. Okay, here. These are here for you, honey. The camera's right there, so you can cry into the camera.
But it's awful to still. This has been almost 30 years, and I remember putting my hands on that door. Fuck! I don't want to give them power and go into that back stall. I did the same thing, and what was great, it was easy to reach, and I finally, for the first time in a long time, I was able to let go of that. And if those people could only feel just a little grain of sand, what they do to people, and how damaging that can be, and that will be with them for a very, very long time. They might, you know, I wish sometime, you know, that they can just get that one little feeling, because that's why sometime I will give somebody three chance to change or to be a better person, because if maybe we all have taken the time at one point in our life to spend the time, the energy, that we can change that view of that person, maybe make them understand why people behave a certain way. Anyway, I'm fine. I had my moment.
Well, we didn't know. I was just going to make a comment. You know, we talked earlier about that whole Leo thing.
Uh-huh.
And that constant competition between two Leos when they're together.
Uh-huh.
Who's always got the camera?
What are you talking about?
Camera position.
Oh, I'm not going for an Academy Award.
No.
Fuck off.
All right, we're going to take a little quick break.
I did that to get you laughing.
We're going to get Sir Mark to get it together here. When we come back, we're going to have Joseph on. I'm going to give him a ring-a-ling-a-ding, and he's going to
be
talking about stuff going around Toronto. And in the meantime, a little bit of Jewel for you.
Oh, fuck.
Does it make you want to kill her? She's an ugly girl. She's an ugly girl. She doesn't pose a threat. She's an ugly girl. Does that make you feel safe? Ugly girl.